Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. The book of Revelation tells us that Satan the devil, that ancient serpent, is deceiving the whole world. Now, in the Greek, that is present tense, active, is deceiving. Now, we have covered many, many different ways of how things have been deceiving in religion and in government and in our family lives. And the truth of the matter is, Satan's deception starts with your children from the time they are born. So I want to ask a question today. Who and what is teaching your children? And also, what are they being taught? Now, since so many lies, and it has come about incrementally, the way the Bible describes incrementalism is this way. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. So when you start out with a little sin and a little tolerance, and of course very few people really understand that one of the most effective ways of introducing sin is through comedy. Now today, we have a whole cartoon industry, which was started by Walt Disney. And of course, I don't know whether Walt Disney would understand what has happened to his name and to the whole production of Disney Company. Most people do not realize it because they think if it's fun, if it's fantasy, if it's for children, everything is all right. That is good. But did you know that they have a Harry Potter section in Disneyland? Now, what does Harry Potter teach? Now, what we're going to do, we're not going to talk about any other movies or any other things. We're going to talk about cartoons. And what started out as people thought was good, look what it is today. Walt Disney is teaching occultism and witchcraft to our children, giving it the stamp of approval. Remember the old saying, the good housekeeping stamp of approval is on this. Okay. Well, incrementalism changes it. And at the same time, there has been incrementalism in cartoons. There has been incrementalism in education, in religion, in government. And now we have reached a point that it's hard to find very many grown-ups. It's hard to find those who are really responsible. And we have a president that some people call a man-child. Now, why do they do that? Well, because he's really not an adult. Now, how did that come about? There's a very interesting book that I'm reading, which I will give some more segments on. It is entitled The Death of the Grown-Up. And the first part of it is the rise of teenagers. Now, let's stop here for just a minute and see how this affects everyone. Now, I want you to do a little video survey on the programs and news and things that you watch on TV. And I want you to look at what is presented. Everyone is young, thin, strong, beautiful, sexy. All right? Even medicines where they warn you in the advertisements, if you take this, you may have depression, suicide thoughts, even thoughts of murder. But consult your doctor because he will help you. So I want you to take a real good look at all the advertisements and watch the news. Now, I did that just the other day, and guess what? The only adults that they showed over 50 years old were ads for AARP. Now people are trying to perpetuate their youth as long as they can. But you see, the trouble is, they have never gotten out of being infantile. Now they may progress to being a teenager. Now, the author of this book, Diana West, she writes that the word teenager wasn't even used until 1941. In considering what I like to call the death of the grown-up, it's important to keep a fix on this fact, that for all but this recent episode of human history, there were children and there were adults. And children were looking forward to growing up and being adults, and they were taught to be responsible. Children in their teens aspired to adulthood. Significantly, they didn't aspire to adolescence. And that's what's happening today, from the cradle to the grave. We are living in a make-believe reality. For one thing, turning 13, instead of bringing children closer to the adult world, now it launches them into a teen universe. For another, due to the permanent hold our culture has placed on the maturation process, that's where they're likely to find most adults. Then she quotes a very interesting statistic, which brings us to the question, who and what are your children being taught? And how far does this idiocy and lies perpetuate in the lives of most people today? More adults ages 18 to 49 watch Cartoon Network than watch CNN. Readers as old as 25 are buying young adult fiction written expressly for teens, a fantasy world. The average video gamester was 18 in 1990. Now he's going on 30. And isn't that something? Now, what do these things do? Now, let's understand, we will see in the Bible that it teaches us in Proverbs 22. Let's see what we are doing to ourselves. Let's see what we're doing to our children. Let's see why our lives are so absolutely immature. Remember this is true for good or evil. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, I want you to think about that. How are we training up our children? Well, let's look at some cartoons. Let's see what is being taught. Now, even so absolutely sarcastic that in this first cartoon you're going to see they're even warning parents to watch what their children are being taught.
Great, Lois. Like, for instance, if you're watching a TV show and you decide to take your values from that, you're an idiot. Maybe you should take responsibility for what values your kids are getting. Maybe you shouldn't be letting your kids watch certain shows in the first place if you have such a big problem with them, instead of blaming the shows themselves. Yeah.
Quite a clip, isn't it? In the midst of all the lies, there is the truth spoken, but how many people really follow it? Now, let's ask a question. Do you have your children watching cartoons? Do you let the television or the little video player entertain your children with cartoons and movies and things like that? You have a family SUV, you've got a drop-down screen, you can play all kinds of videos on there. Oh yes, especially Walt Disney, because we want to bring our children in to grasping an understanding about witchcraft, don't we? Oh no, I don't want to do that. Really? Then why do you let your children watch them? Remember, Satan the devil is the prince of the power of the air. And all of these things coming over the air and on videos and things like this, while it gives allowance for the truth to be spoken, the majority of what is watched, what is put into the minds of children, are lies, false realities, and perpetuates them, as Diana West wrote, in a state of adolescence. Is it any wonder that our governments are worthless? Is it any wonderment that we have such an entitlement society that they will vote for the suicide of this country so they can get their benefits? Because they are not adult enough to take responsibility for their lives. All right, now let's watch another one. This is disrespecting parents.
Yeah! Awesome!
I rode into town on an ass. Yo mama's ass.
Are you dead?
This mission is incredibly dangerous. Someone's sure to be killed. Fry, Leela, Bender.
Damn you, old man!
Hey, Grandpa, move your wrinkly old keister.
Shut up!
Oh, Bart, I forgot my math book. Would you hold this for me, please?
Certainly.
Whoop, shoes untied. Over, under, in and out. That's what shoe tying's all about.
Interesting, isn't it? Did you notice all the subtleties? School? What do they teach in school? Sex education and homosexuality from kindergarten forward. Did you notice the homosexual overtones to the principal when he was supposedly bending over, tying his shoe? And that's supposed to be humor? No, it's indoctrinating children. Now let's stop and think for just a minute. Why has there been such a massive change concerning same-sex marriage in the last 5 years? Because it's promoted in schools, it's promoted on the news, it's promoted in soap operas. Watch the soap operas. Do a little survey. Sex, suicide, drugs, lying, stealing, war, desolation. Think about it. What's going into mind up here? See, God says, you shall not commit adultery. And from that flow all of the other laws of God. God says that two men having sex together is an abomination and it is a sin. And yet, we have advanced so far toward total Satanism, away from God and His Word, that the homosexual community has the gall and audacity and blasphemous satisfaction in producing a homosexual-friendly Bible called the Queen James Version. Now, you need to think about that. It starts with the cartoons. And remember, more people watch cartoons than CNN. What do you watch? What do your children watch? Now, these things are so. Whatever we teach our children, we have taught them the spirit of whoredoms and offer free abortion service. And your daughter can even go from school without your knowledge down to the abortion clinic and have the little mistake taken care of. Little is she told that that is murder, because this has been sanctioned by the state. And it is the law of the land. Now let's look at another one. Sex in cartoons.
I am Ludwig von Beethoven, world-famous composer and pianist.
You're a what?
A pianist.
Mwah! Good night, everybody.
But that is what I am, a pianist.
I think we've heard enough out of you.
That's winter without a snow job, that's not good. Get it? Snow job?
Yes, well, that was clever.
What does this remind you of?
Girls.
You are obsessed with girls!
Hey, you're the one showing me all the sexy pictures.
Oh, oh, that tickles. Oops.
Won't you join me? Oh, can one of you boys give me a hand?
Here we are, Barney Boy, costumers. What kind of costume you gonna get?
Well, I'm gonna get something that makes me look tall.
How about another head?
Another one? What do I need three of them for?
Oh, boy! Bath time!
Yakko, can you conjugate?
Oh, me? I've never even kissed a girl.
No, no, no. It's easy. I'll conjugate with you.
Good night, everybody.
You don't understand. Let me go to the board and show you.
Don't look.
Hey, Cosgrove, how come you never got married?
Because I like meat too much.
You could be married and still eat a lot of meat.
I didn't know that.
Why, Grandmama, what big red eyes y'all have. And the big ugly old wolf says, the better to see y'all with my dear.
That wolf is nasty, huh, Bunny?
Nasty as a one-eyed snake, sugar.
Gary! I was just looking for the sports channel, Gary.
I don't want to miss out on a second of this beautiful beauty.
Me either. Who wants to get all dirty anyway?
Yeah, and sweaty. Besides, I think we'd know who'd get to the top first.
Yeah.
Me.
You're a filthy girl, aren't you? You want it bad and you don't care who you get it from because you have no self-respect and that gets you off, doesn't it? Oh.
Hey, look at me. I'm a pole in a strip club. Oh, it's showtime. Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, oh! Hey, stop! False alarm!
Where were you at 10 p.m. last night?
Where am I now?
Oh, yeah.
Down with sexism! Down with sexism!
Look at all those feminists.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
All right.
Hello, Mayor.
Good day, Ms. Bellum. How is every little thing? Pencil go snap.
Sheesh. This is caca. Why do people come here?
You're talking about girls, right? Girls?
Yeah.
And you're talking about raiding their dressers for their underpants, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ahem.
Go away. I'm busy.
Oh, come on, Puddin'. Don't you want to rev up your Harley? Vroom, vroom.
Now we have viewed this segment of a cartoon showing sexual overtones. Homosexuality, which God says is an abomination. Let's come here to Leviticus 19. Let's see a very important principle here in the Bible where they are directly going against the Word of God, and they are teaching sin to children through cartoons. Leviticus 19 and verse 29, "You shall not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness." Is that not what we have today? A land full of wickedness because we have gone against what God has said? The truth is, God is abandoning us because we are giving ourselves over to sin, to whoredoms, to homosexuality. We are neglecting our children. We are teaching them sin. And we have a society where they grow up, and at age 40, they are still adolescents. Let's look at introduction to drugs through drunkenness.
So, Plucky, how does it feel to be DWI?
DWI, what's that?
DWI, driving while intoxicated.
Ah, that's ridiculous. I don't know how to drive.
I'm the Lord Jesus Christ. Think I'll go get drunk and beat up some midgets. How about you, Diane?
Well, well, look who it is. Mr. I Don't Need Alcohol to Enjoy Life. We hate him, right, fellas?
Mo, give me a beer.
Hey, everybody, Homer's back. Come on, Homer. Do it for your old pal, Mosey.
Well, Mo, yesterday you called Homer a worthless sack of...
Pipe down, rubber-dub.
Oh.
Put it in the fridge, Mo. I've got a date with my wife.
You'll be back, and so will you. And you. And you.
Of course I'll be back. If you didn't close, I'd never leave.
Very interesting what is happening, correct? Now, everyone is aghast with all the shootings that are going on, the massacres that we have seen recently here. But look at what is being taught to children with Bugs Bunny. Bringing up our children on perverted sex, killing, disrespecting adults, and perpetual youth. Now let's look at one more. Because you see, swearing and cursing comes through cartoons as well. Let's watch it.
Hey, hello? Can you hear me? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Someone should have told you not to f*** with me.
Quite an example, isn't it? So let me just ask you a question. What do you watch on TV? What video games do you play? What are you teaching your children? What do you allow them to do? See, because in every one of these things, What is missing is the truth of God. What is missing is the wisdom and understanding of God. Now, in the next segment, we are going to show you how you can use the book of Proverbs to help yourself and help your children so that your children are not going to be fed these lies directly into their impressionable minds and be brought up to adolescence and stunted in their growth as a development of a human being, and you have adolescence until age 45. And when we have a president reared that way, look at what it's done to the nation. And look at the mobs that follow him. Look at the Occupy Wall Street. Look at those who want the gimmies. Look at those who want drugs and sex and all of those things, because we have become immoral and rejected and forgotten God. Now, that's why we have church at home, because a lot of these things cannot be spoken from the pulpit in churches of this world, but you can learn them at home. So what are you going to be teaching your child, and who is going to be doing it? And how will your children turn out? So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So be sure and go to our other website, and you can download The Stealth Revolution in Government and in Religion, and you can see how all of this has been brought about over the past 100 years. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.